Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, that was a clap for me to get up here, but why won't you just give it up for Jesus one more time? Let's get louder. Let's praise the Lord. Put your hands together for Jesus. Magnify our risen Savior, the God that woke you up this morning, the giver of the breath you have in your lungs. Come on, somebody. Show some signs of appreciation. Glorify the Lord. The living shall praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Somebody shout to the Lord with the voice of triumph this morning. Magnify our Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, I feel blessed being here, not only just being here, but by the presence of God that we feel in this place. You know, God is so good. God does move in the midst of those that call upon His name. You know, the Bible does clearly tell us to say that in the midst of two or three gathered in His name, surely He will be there. And we can surely say that God is in this place. And if God is here, come on somebody, give the Lord a shout of praise. Magnify the Lord, glorify the Lord, lift His name on high. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise God. You know, one of the things that I love getting excited about shouting is, the understanding to say that, you know, God fills the universe, and also the scripture says that that Lucifer is the prince of the air, and that Lucifer does reign in the atmospheric region, you know, and I believe when we shout, you know, praise to the Lord, we are pushing Him further, we are getting Him away near us, you know, hence why we gotta shout Him further to push Him beyond, far away from us in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise the Lord. Well, you may have your seats. Praise God. I feel blessed to be here at Calvary Chapel this weekend. We had a tremendous youth service on Friday, and we had, you know, fun yesterday with the young people running around and just having fun together. You know, oftentimes people tend to say church is boring, but I don't know about those people. I find church really interesting and really fun, you know. And I'm so thankful to be here, like I said. Thanks to Pastor Jonathan Downs and his wife. They are not here. I give them honor. And I'm so thankful for the invitation they extended to me to come, you know, come this weekend and be able to minister here and also being blessed by you. I am so thankful and so privileged of the Lord and by this church to be given such an opportunity. And I also would like to honor the leadership of this church for having me here and your hospitality, picking me up from the airport and moving me around, feeding me. And I also want to thank the youth leadership of this church. Thank you for the tremendous work that you are putting here at church, you know, serving the young people. And I also would like to give honor to the Chibangus family for hosting me. I feel so very much at home. Thank you very much. And I pray that God would bless you. My thanks just verbally is not inadequate to really express how much blessed I feel. But I know God surely will bless you for everything that you have done for me. Praise God. Well, this morning, just gonna speak to the church something that I feel. I had something else prepared, but and then yesterday somehow things just sort of like changed, and I pray that God will speak, not me. I refuse to stand in the way of God, but to trust that God will speak this morning. Praise God. If you would please turn your Bibles with me to the book of Daniel chapter 10. Daniel chapter 10, verse 1 to 13. It's a bit of a read, but we'll get through it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I always like to say, if you are there, shout it out at me so that way we know that we are together, because I don't want to start and leave some behind. So if you are there at Daniel chapter 10, shout it back at me. Say amen. So I know. Praise God. That was really quickly. Praise God. Okay, so if you are there, I'm there. Let's do it in Jesus' name. Daniel chapter 10, verse 1 to 13 reads, "In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long. And he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all until 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 4th and 20th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins was girded with fine gold of Euphrates. His body was like the braille, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as the lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like the color to polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turned into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of his word, and when I heard the voice of his word, then I was in deep sleep on my face, and my face turned towards the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me upon my knees and upon the palms of my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly loved, understands the word that I speak unto you, and stands up straight. For unto you I am here sent. And when he had spoken these words to me, I stood trembling. Verse 12, then said he unto me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set your heart to understand and to fasten yourself before God, your word was heard, and I am come for your word. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me for 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. Praise God. I do understand that was a bit of a read. I felt like, probably was at school, somebody telling a story. But with the help of the Lord this morning, I would like to speak on this theme, the power of persistent prayers. The power of persistent praise. Praise God. It's quite amazing when you come to a church and see how God aligns things. You know, we heard from the sister that came in between services and to share a devotion, how she aligned everything with power, with prayer and the faith in God, that God is able to do anything that we desire of Him. And that if we apply faith to it, that God will bring about the miracles that we want in our lives. And it's quite amazing to hear of such, and also Sister Divina going on sharing about the power, that when we pray that God does great things. It's quite amazing that God can actually align things. If God really want to get a message across to His people, that He will speak through various channels just to bring about exactly what He intends to bring. Praise God. This morning, speaking on the power of persistent prayer, reading in Daniel chapter 10, the story, I don't know if those that might be familiar with it or they might not be familiar with it. Chapter 10 of Daniel tells us the story of how Daniel was in so much deep sorrow. The sorrow to which Daniel he was in, others say that he was due to the unexpected message that he received from the angel Gabriel in chapter 9, that did tell him of the future desolation of the city of Jerusalem. And others go on to say that Daniel, he was distressed because of the safety of the children of Israel, that which did return to Jerusalem. But whichever reason that it was of Daniel, whichever reason that caused distress and mourning for Daniel that he went to seek the Lord, whatever the reason was, the Bible does say that he was in distress, that he was grieved within himself, and that with the grieving that he felt that he was going through, he turned to something that he knew would help. Daniel had a life of prayer. Daniel understood that nothing can happen till I seek the face of God. We understand of Daniel being young, the point that he was old, that he had a constant prayer life. Any need that came up before him, whatever issue that came up before Daniel, he went to the Lord seeking for his intervention, seeking for his word over everything. And we found here in chapter 10 of Daniel that it was the same. When his spirit was grieved, when his spirit was stressed, that he turned to the everlasting source of strength that he knows and thus in communion with God. Daniel turned to prayer and fasting for 21 days. The Bible says that he ate nothing pleasant in his mouth, but he went seeking God for 21 solid days, that God would give him a message that he so desired, and only God could bring the message. We find in the process of Daniel going before God and crying to God for him to intervene, an angel of the Lord came up to him in a vision. And the interesting part about the angel coming to Daniel, the Bible does say to say that Daniel had people beside him. But when God was trying to speak to him, or God was trying to reveal things to him, it was only him that saw the vision. And those around him never saw it. But they were so fearful, but they could feel it. In as much as they didn't see it, but they felt it. The Bible says that they had to run and go hide themselves. Daniel was seeing everything that God was revealing unto him, and he saw a man coming to him, an angelic being coming to him. And we find in verse 12, it tells us, do not be afraid, Daniel. The angel was talking to Daniel and they were saying to him, do not be afraid. From the very first day that you sought to seek after God, that your prayers were heard of God. And mind you, this is on the 21st day of him praying. He prayed on the first day, the second, the fourth, all the way up to the 21st day. And the angel came and told Daniel to say, your prayers, while you are praying for, it was heard by God the very first day that you sought to see God. However, something was happening in the spiritual realm. The Bible says to say, and the angel told Daniel in verse 13 to say, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 121 days. He was withstood for 21 days by the principalities and powers in that kingdom that were working against God. The word prince here means authority, means principality, means power. The angel of God was, in other words, stopped or was being blocked by the powers in that kingdom, stopping the answer that God had already answered. And that was already, it was pretty much, if you think of, you know, when you buy something, you know, whichever shopping line you get things, that you buy something and your package gets shipped, and then all of a sudden it's just being blocked somewhere and you're not receiving your package. It was the same situation with Daniel. He sought God. He went before the Lord, and God heard his prayers from the very first day that he went before God. However, the spirits were against him receiving the message that God wanted to get to Daniel. And if we look at this, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, to say that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and forces in the evil forces that are working against our lives. I don't know what need you have this morning. I don't know the distress that you have this morning. I don't know the drama that you have in your family. I don't know of your health situation. But one thing that I do know is that we have a God, and our God does hear prayers, and our God does answers. However, However, we got to be persistent whenever we have a need. If we are in need of something from God, we got to be persistent in getting it. The Bible says that God heard Daniel from day one. But however, he received the message on the 21st day. I do believe with everything inside of me, if Daniel stopped at day 15, day 16, even at day 20, he wouldn't have received the message that God was intending for him to receive. But Daniel persisted in prayer. He prayed through, regardless of him not seeing the miracle happening, regardless of him not hearing from God, regardless of him seeing it happening, he kept praying and seeking God. You know, oftentimes, you know, we go before God and we ask for things from God. One thing I do know of God is our God, he's not, our God always, you know, attends to our prayers. Our God sees our tears. Our God is always there to hear whenever we call on him. However, there are powers and the principalities, there are forces that are working against your life every day. The Bible says that our warfare is not carnal. We fight now we fight not with things that we see. We are in a constant battle every single day. If you didn't know, then welcome to reality. We are in a constant battle every single day. When you go to sleep, when you get up, there are forces working against your life. There are forces working against your family. There are forces working against your children. But the word of God does give us an assurance to say that when we put on the full armor of God against these powers, they can't take us down because we have a God that's greater than anything that can come against us. What happens when you go before God and you're desiring of God to do something in your life? Do you give in at day 10 because God didn't come through, because your prayer was not seen? Or maybe it's a sickness in your life and you think God cannot heal it. You have sought the face of God for so long and that sickness is still lingering in your life. Maybe it's a family member that you've been praying for so long for God to touch or to heal. Maybe it's a backslidden child, a family member or a friend that has left church and you have prayed and sought the face of God and you are not saying it. I'm here to remind somebody to say that you are to keep on praying, even though you see it today, you're not seeing it. You gotta hold on and keep on seeking the face of God. One day that prayer is gonna be answered because our God always delivers. The Bible says that an angel was dispatched with to deliver the answer to Daniel, but he was withstood by some powers. And the Bible says that when he was withstood, God has sent a further another angel by the name of Michael to the rescue of the other angel. I do believe with everything inside of me to say, if Daniel gave up praying, if Daniel ceased praying, Michael wouldn't have been dispatched to go help the other angel that had the message. We got to hold on to prayer. We got to hold on to fasting. We got to hold on to the faith that we have in God. I know prayer is not one of the things that we love doing. You know, our body doesn't like us going to prayer. Our body doesn't like it when we fast. Our body doesn't like it when we give of ourselves to the Lord. But I can tell you there is nothing in this life as powerful as prayer. Because when we pray, mountains move. Because when we pray, things change. When we pray, things have to happen because we are seeking the face of God and we are engaging in a conversation with our God. We live in a spiritual world. Everything that we face in our lives, there is the spiritual sense attached to it. And it requires of us to be spiritually sensitive in order to discern if that thing is of God or is not of God. And the devil will never leave your side, not even for a sake. He will never leave your side. He will never leave your side until the very day you're going to draw out your last breath. He's going to fight every single day. He's going to fight to bring distress in your life. He's going to fight to bring depression, anxiety. He's going to fight to bring dysfunctionality in your family, to bring about chaos in your life, just to bring you down. But you as a child of God, you should know better to say, hey, you know, I might be going through this today, but I have a God in which if I can go to, the help is on the way. Help is on the way, that I'm not alone. That God, he's with me every single day. That God, he's for me and he's not against me. No matter what the enemy says, no matter what he plans against my life, I have a God that's greater than anything else. And my God, he's with me every single day. One thing you got to remember is that God is for you. God is not against you. And as much as pain might be in your life and has been there for so long, doesn't mean that God is absent in your life. God is there with you, and God sees the pain, and God sees the trauma that you're going through, and God is literally there with you. Don't give up. Keep holding on to your faith that one day things gonna change. That things gonna change. Our God is a covenant-keeping God, and He's a God of His word. Our God has never failed nobody. Whatever need that you have, if you give it to Him, the Bible says that they that seek, they find. They that knock on the door of God, He opens the door. He always comes through. He has never failed nobody. He has never left anybody. Our God said, "I will be with you always, always, always." I'm here to remind some fathers in here or some moms in here that are holding on to a faith over a child that needs to be touched. Either sickness or they've left church or whatever the situation might be. I'm not here to know your story or whatsoever. But I'm here to remind you to say that there is a God that's able to touch and change. Your prayer might be so long coming. Your need might be so long coming. But there is a God. There is a God that changes situations. Don't quit praying. Don't quit. Having faith in the Lord God, because one day God is going to come through. God, He will come through. Hold on to your hope. Hold on so tight. Hold it on. Hold on. You know, our walk in God is not about being successful. It's not about having, it's not about having all the good things around us, but it's all about being faithful. Being faithful in all seasons, the good and the bad. You gotta be faithful. You know, when you're crying yourself to sleep in the night, when you're so confused, when you don't have money to pay the bills, when everything just seems to be just falling down at you, it's no time to quit. Jesus never promised us an easy run in this life. Even Himself went through trials. He went through things in His life, but He held on. And it's hard for us as well to trust God and to hold on. You know, no matter what, the enemy has a hold of us. The devil is after your family. The devil is after your family. And he will never stop no matter how much you pray. You know, I'm here to bring some bad news. No matter how much you pray, whether you see victory today, doesn't mean that the devil will be out of your family the following day. No. You know what he does? You kick him out today. He goes and brings in other more. You know, he says, okay, there are four of us. We got kicked out. No, let's go. Probably eight of us, we won't be kicked out. That's what he does. He'll never give up. He'll never cease fighting you. He'll never cease fighting your family. He'll never cease fighting your faith. The devil would have you leave church. The devil would have you walk out of this place because he will come up with any kind of excuse just to get you out of the door. And he finds pleasure in that. But Jesus came to give us hope. He came to give us life and to give us joy. But it's up for you to go for the grab. Are you going to go and grab it, or are you just going to leave it? Just sit it there and be like, God. So, you know, God offers things. I believe, what I believe is that, you know, God doesn't give us things in our hands to say, here you go. But one thing I do believe is that God does reach out. He stands on a distance and is like, here it is. You know, you got to make the effort. Come grab it. But are you going to stand to reach forth and just come grab the blessing that God has for you? The Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. To pray without ceasing, to go before the Lord every day. I believe that the strongest people walking on the face of the earth are not the wealthy. I believe that the strongest people walking upon the face of the earth are not the ones that have, you know, a big social page, or they have all these treasures or this life, or they have everything going good for them. But I believe with everything inside of me that the most powerful, the most influential person walking on the face of the earth is somebody that has a prayer life. Amen. Somebody that has a prayer life. You know, when you pray, you are standing in the spiritual realm and you're declaring things that the naked eyes cannot see. You are standing literally before the devils and say, devil, I know there is pain in my body, but I'm going to be here and I'm going to shout Jesus over everything. I know things aren't working good for me, but I'm going to come in the presence of God and I'm going to praise a little bit longer. I'm going to shout a little bit louder. I'm going to worship a little bit longer. I'm going to pray a little bit longer because I know that by prayer that things are going to change one day. And I'm going to go ahead and say this. Oftentimes you might be praying for something and you're going to die and never saw whatever you prayed for. Don't lose faith. Because come what may, God is still good. God is still faithful. God is still a promise keeper. If you're not seeing your blessing, doesn't mean that God is not good anymore. He's the very same God that works miracles. He's the very same God that was with you when you were crying. He doesn't change not. And there's not a situation in your life that could ever change the definition of who God is. He stays the same. You are to hold on. You know, you are to hold on. You see a lot of people that have been probably in church for, you know, a long time. And there's a lot of chaos in their lives. But you still see them being faithful to the house of God. That doesn't make sense to me. I remember at our church, I did share this with Brother Morty on Friday. Years ago, we had this church, we had this lady that passed on to be with the Lord. She was confined to a wheelchair. And one thing that amazed me about this lady, it was like she was faithful to the house of God like never before. I am young. I had excuses. I probably turned up a bit later church. But this lady, she was confined to a wheelchair. She never had money. She was relying on a subsidy transportation to get to church. But she was always at church. She'd be the first one to show up and the last one to leave. She had all the reasons to stay at home because she was confined to a wheelchair. The door needed to be opened for her to come in. Everything needed to be given to her. And one thing that actually struck me the most was the son was involved in a car crash. And this lady had so much faith in her. The son, the bones was broken. And she went and laid her hand on the son. And the son, he was fine. The doctor said, there's nothing broken in your body. How can you explain that? How can you explain that? It doesn't matter your situation. It doesn't matter what you are going through, what you have, what you don't have. But you gotta hold on to your faith. Hold on to what God is doing in your life. You don't know whom your faith is blessing. You don't know whom your faith is touching. Somebody out there. Hold on. Hold on. Trust God. You know, I did share this with the young people on Friday that I love being, you know, the old people in church. You know, I love them. You know, they're like sort of like my friends. That's my comfort. You know, my just my sport, you know, like, and I've been rebuked by some of the young people. Like, what do you even talk about? You know, like what do you actually even talk about? I love being there and I can sit with an old person, you know, for a long time and just like for a while. You know, I love hearing their testimonies. I love hearing what keeps them coming to church. You know, there are certain people in church, like you look at them and be like, oh, Lord Jesus, like, man, please stay at home. You know, like, I know you love God. God sees everything. Like, just stay at home. But you see somebody coming in church pushing a walker. You know, they don't have strength at all. You know, they're just like, man, they're going to fall, you know, and it's going to be chaotic in church. We have to call the paramedics, you know, and all that. But they're still coming to church. Faith, because they know that there's nothing better than Jesus in this life. You know, I can't miss the assembly of brethren. I got to be at church and I got to see God. You know, I might be going through pain. My body might be dying on me, but I'm going to show up to the house of the Lord and I'm going to shout a little bit louder. I'm going to praise a bit louder. I'm going to pour out of my praise to the Lord. Because he's a good God and he deserves my praise. Your situation does not determine who God is. You are to trust in God and believe that God, he'll work all things in your life for good. Our God has never failed nobody. The devil might be whispering in your ears to saying that you are a nobody, you don't amount to anything, that you are a loser, that you are defeated, that your child will never be restored, that your child will never receive the Holy Ghost, that your body might never be healed, that whatever it is. I'm here to tell somebody to say that when you reach forth to the hand of God and draw closer to him and see his face, our God surely will come through and change situations for your life. Hold on. Hold on, hold on. I don't know whom this message is for, but hold on to what God has promised. Hold on. Keep trusting. Keep trusting. It might come with pain. You might be crying every single day. Keep holding on to Jesus. Come before the Lord of God. I have no strength left in me. I don't know what else to do, Lord Jesus. I know I've been repeating myself every single day. God, in the same prayer, Lord. I have nothing else to say, Lord God. I'm still going to come in, God, and just say, I'm going to repeat the very some words that I've been repeating, God, for the last how long that is. Keep holding on. The Bible says of Cornelius in the book of Acts chapter 10 that his prayers came before the Lord as a memorial. Come on, somebody, your prayers gonna come up before God as a memorial today. God hears your prayers. God knows what you're going through. God sees what you're going through, but you gotta stick to it. Hold on, keep praying, keep trusting and hoping that God is gonna come through one day. Never lose sight of God. Never lose sight of God. Never lose sight. He always comes through. He always comes through. Daniel could have given up on day 15. Could have given up on day 18. But he kept going. He kept going till the breakthrough came, till the answer came. Pray a little bit longer. Your answer is on its way. Pray be louder. God is there with you. He sees everything you're going through. Praise God. Stand with me this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know what stress you are in. I don't know the situation in your body. I don't know the situation in your family. I don't know what, I don't know the chaos that you are facing, the giants that you are fighting. I don't know the amount of tears that you cry every night. I don't know of your financial situation. But one thing that I know is that there is a God that's able to change all things. I know that there is a God that's here right now, and that God, he's doing great things. And today could be that just that day when you walk out of this place with your miracle. Could that be that just that day that you live with your answer in your hands? Are you gonna act upon it? Are you gonna pray a bit longer? Are you gonna travel in the spirit? Are you gonna seek after God? Are you gonna knock at the doors of heaven and say, Jesus, I'm back again. It's me, Jesus. It's me, Jesus. Yeah, I know I prayed yesterday. I know I prayed the other day. I know I prayed the other year. God, it's me again. Hear me again. Jesus goes on and he speaks of a parable of a friend at midnight. He says that there was a friend that had a friend of his, and he came at midnight, and this friend needed something to eat, and he came to knock at his door. Please, can I have something to eat? And the friend on the inside responded to him, hey, the doors are shut, my family and I are sleeping, go away and come back the following day. And this friend was like, you know, I'm starving and I'm gonna die, you know, I'm empty, my belly is empty, please open up the door. And the friend inside was like, hey man, look at the doors are shut, please come back in the morning. But the friend on the outside, he kept knocking on the door, and the friend on the inside was like, you know what, I gotta get up because this guy won't leave my door till I give him what he wants. The same gotta be you. You gotta knock on that door, seek after Jesus. He's gonna come through, and he's gonna change situations in your life. God is gonna heal your body. God is gonna touch the backslidden child. God is gonna change situations. You gotta hold on, keep trusting, keep believing, don't lose sight of God. God is gonna do it. God is gonna do it. Do not allow the devil to tell you that you'll never see it. You know who the devil is? He's a liar, and he's a father of lies. He's defeated, and he's destined for hell. But you are a child of God, and you have been promised heaven. You are to remind him each time he tells you that you can't make it. To remind him to say, yes, I can't make it with my own power, but in Jesus I can. Remind him every single day that yes, I can make it. Yes, I can't do it within my own power, but I have a God. I know the God that's greater than anything else. And if I call upon his name, surely help is on the way. I don't know what need you have this morning, but God knows the need. God is here this morning to change the situation in your family, in your life, and in your body. And I believe God is here to change situations in this church. whatever the need might be. I would like for you to step up in faith, come forth to these altars, and I believe God is going to do a great thing. You know, I don't know the need that you have, but you can come forth. You might be at the back wherever you are. If you could just come forth, you know, and just like, God, you know, I don't know what's going on, but God, I'm still going to praise you. I'm still going to trust you. Come on, people. Come on. Don't let the devil keep you where you are. Reach out to the hand of God. Reach out to Jesus. Come forth. God is right here and he's doing your work that nobody else can do. If you have a sickness in your body, I would love for you to come forward, because God is here and God is going to heal you. God is here and he's going to touch you. God is going to do a work that nobody else can do. Come forth. Come forth. Those at the back, please make your way forward. God is right here and God is doing a work that no one else can do. Don't let the lie of a devil take you out of your blessing. Don't let the lie of a devil take you out of God, what God is doing in your life. God is yet to make all things new. God is yet to make all things new. God is yet to make all things new. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you could have the leadership of the church come forth, please. We'd have the leadership of the church come forth and just lay hands upon the saints that are seeking God around here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lives have been changed this morning. Lives have been transformed by the power of God. Jesus is in this place. Come on, somebody. Travel in the spirit. Knock on the door of heaven. Keep seeking after Jesus. Lives have been changed. Miracles are happening right now. In the presence of Jesus, all things are possible. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Those that are still in the seats, if you join me in prayer, we're going to pray and we're going to speak a word of faith. That chains be broken this morning. That addictions be broken. That miracles come your way this morning. Lift your hands where you are and we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. God, above the authority of your word and the power that's in the name of Jesus, Lord, I will speak faith to rise right now, Lord God, over every need, Lord God, every person, God, in this place has, by the authority of your word, God, we speak faith, we speak, oh God, of boldness, we speak, oh God, the supernatural, oh God, let your people, oh God, worship you a little bit longer, let them pray to God a bit longer, God, we pray that you raise up warriors, oh God, in this place, oh Lord, that God, lives will worship you, that they will praise you, oh God, that they will glorify you, oh God, come what may, Lord, have your way, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are worthy, oh God. You are worthy, Lord God. We're going to praise you through it all. We're going to worship you through it all. We're going to give you glory through it all. You deserve our praise. You deserve it all, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.